Last fall, I was in the big city of Wichita and stopped by a garden supply store just to see if anything was new and unusual. I'd say I hit the jackpot for unusual when I saw a seed rack featuring Mexican jumping beans. However, I can't really put them in the new category because these novelties have been around for centuries in the mountainous regions of the states of Sonora, Sinaloa, and Chihuahua in Mexico. They begin their lives in the seed pods of a shrub called Sebastiania pavoniana. But they aren't technically related to legumes or beans, but rather to spurge or euphorbia plants. I use the term novelty in describing these active little veggies because they are seldom, if ever, eaten, probably for two reasons. The beans house worms, which are the basis of their jumping movements. Also, in researching this subject, I found evidence that the milky juice produced by the euphorbia has historically been used to create poison arrows by native tribes. Though the beans themselves are considered non-toxic, it might be best to observe them as unusual pets and not a dinner side dish. They are developed after a small moth, Psittia discheciana, lays an egg on the flower of the host spurge plant. When it hatches, the larvae eats away the inside of the bean until it becomes hollow and then attaches itself with a silky thread. During the coming months, the larvae lays dormant during warm winter months and monsoon rains. When springtime arrives, it goes into a pupal stage and forces itself out of the bean through an ingenious little trap door. After its metamorphosis, the tiny silver moth lives only a few days before beginning the whole process over again. What makes the jumping bean jump has to do with that snoozing larva and its reaction to heat. When the hollow bean is abruptly warmed by being held in the palm of your hands, for example, the larva twitches, pulling on the threads and causing the characteristic hop or jump. The inhabitants of the beans are very sensitive to high heat and will not live long if left in direct sunlight. If you want to keep your jumping beans healthy and active, store them in a cool, dry place, and they also need an occasional bath and chlorine-free water to rehydrate them. If you shake the beans and they rattle, it means the larvae have either met their demise or have formed their pupal stage and are covered in a hardened shell. Mexican jumping beans are celebrated with annual festivals in Alamos, Sonora, which is known as the jumping bean capital of the world. There they are the principal focus of attention at various games of chance, where they are entered in races from a circular area, similar to Mark Twain's recounting of the celebrated jumping frog of Calaveras County. But on a more elevated level, Mexican jumping beans are popular with elementary school teachers, as they make a fun and fascinating classroom project while they teach students about the basics of horticulture, insects, and geography.